I don't think there's any way we could adopt it today. I think you could drive a tank through all the holes in the constitutional problems with it.
Speakers told Councilmember Mary Mulhern and her peers that limitations on where and how long they could protest were a violation of their First Amendment rights. As written, the ordinance would require a permit for groups of 50 or more protesters and would limit them to 1 hour. It also provides for a free speech zone called a public viewing area and a designated parade route. The locations of those have not yet been determined. Tampa resident George McDowell is concerned that those rules could silence protesters by pushing them out of sight.
I feel strongly about many issues, including the environment, civil rights, etc. When the RNC gets here, I may want to come downtown with a sign. And I'm not going to go to some cordoned off area in Pinellas County so that I can talk or show my sign or whatever I want to do, as long as I'm not violating anyone's private property or their bodily whatever.
The clean zone includes all of downtown and some nearby residential areas. McDowell and many of the other speakers said pushing such strict rules into areas where people live is unnecessary. Councilmember Frank Reddick agreed.
No one is going to go north of I-4 unless they're lost. And when they find out where they're at, they're going to be looking for the police to get them back in the right direction.
Inside the clean zone, what a person can carry or wear would be limited. Prohibited items were mocked by some speakers. One tied a 7-inch piece of string into a noose. That could be considered a possible weapon under the ordinance. Russell Fox said that language is hypocritical.
This is an epoch that I bought the paper outside. Rolled up really tight. Hear that? It's a weapon. It can be a weapon. They actually disallow this sort of thing in prisons because you can kill somebody with this if they do it right. I'm not going to do that. Don't worry. that's not me. But it's somebody, the interpretations, all that stuff, and then the fact that firearms are allowed inside the zone, that's because of the state laws. Because anything, municipalities cannot supersede state laws, and that makes sense there. But so that I can't carry a newspaper, can't carry the string, can't carry a big piece of tape. But if I ever had a concealed weapons permit, I could carry that.
And anyone within the clean zone area could be arrested if they are in possession of any of the prohibited items. Tampa Assistant Police Chief Mark Hamlin said officers are trained to use common sense when making those decisions.
All arrest must be approved by command authority. That's just arbitrary, and an officer doesn't make an arrest on his own accord. It goes through a process, and we'll have prosecutors and attorneys embedded into that process so that we know we're making lawful and proper arrests.
Tampa resident George McDowell brought up an issue that's not in the ordinance. Tampa City Council has approved hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment for use during the RNC. Riot gear is among the items approved for purchase out of the $50 million federal grant given to the city for RNC security.
I strongly believe that when the police force looks intimidating, they generate insurgency. I strongly feel that way. When someone gets in your face, you react. If you're a hammer, everything is a nail. I'm strongly feel that the police should keep a low profile, be available in case something occurs, but don't promote it or instigate it.
And that prompted Mulhern to ask Assistant Police Chief Mark Hamlin about just what officers would be wearing.
The uniform of the day will be the short sleeve shirt uniform that you see me wearing. I just happen to have the long sleeve shirt uniform on. I don't think I'll be wearing long sleeves those days either. There will be officers that will be able to put on riot gear, but that's only if necessary.
Okay.
I hope that they sit in the duffel bag that the officers are issued. Not every officer will be issued riot gear. Those will be specific officers that are assigned to specific assignments. You will see several hundred officers on bicycles with an even softer uniform, like a polo shirt and shorts, so that they're comfortable riding their bikes in August. So that's going to be the approach. If people come out there in riot gear, that means bad things have already happened.
That's good. We did buy a lot of it, though.
The possibility that some officers may have to suit up in heavy and hot protective gear is one of the reasons the proposed ordinance contains a 1 hour time limit on permitted protests. Officers and attorneys drafting the ordinance say the time limit protects both officers and protesters from the scorching August heat. But Dave Schneider, an organizer for the Coalition of March on the RNC, said that was yet another violation of First Amendment rights.
The Patriots, back in 1770, almost 242 years ago, went out to go protest the British occupation of the colonies. It wasn't them that struck first. It wasn't them that were violent. It was the British soldiers that gunned them down. in Boston. And you all have an opportunity to say that Mayor Buckhorn's characterization of protesters is wrong, and his ability and, you know, his attempt to limit our speech is wrong. You have an ability to be the patriots that I know you hope to be.
Councilmember Lisa Monteleone expects some changes to the ordinance. That includes increasing the time limit on permitted protests to 90 minutes. Most of the council agreed with that, except for Mary Mulhern, who doesn't think there should be any time limit. A first vote on the ordinance is now scheduled for April 19th. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.